Welcome to this week's episode of Warren's World right here on 91.1 WEDM.
Hey everybody listening out there, it's Cameron here. And on this edition of Warren's World, we're going to be recapping of all the great and amazing things that happened over break. And with me, I have a special guest.
Hey guys, I am here, Maurice, in the studio with Cammy with a K.
You already know. So let's talk about the first thing that happened over break. So you know the superstar, David Bell, he's everywhere getting interviewed. He's the top of the top. You know, he got his All-Stars jersey, and he finally picked where he was going to go. Like, I did not know he was going to go to Purdue.
Crazy. Me either. I didn't. Honestly, everyone's talking about it, and I just didn't think that he would choose Purdue.
And then he played it off. Like, he grabbed the other cab, and then he put it down and grabbed Purdue. I was like, uh-uh.
I wish I would have seen that.
Because I saw it all on Snapchat and everything, and it was going viral. He was going viral. He's just that dude. And I saw a couple pictures of him with his All-Star jersey on. But the thing that really touched my heart, was he had the player that passed away a couple years ago, Dejan Anderson. He had his numbers, number 3, on his sleeves, and he had the name Dejan. And that really was like a great thing to show that he is still repping his teammates, even though they're not here with us, and that that he had an impact on his life, even at the All-Stars.
And now. I mean, that reflects on everybody else, too. It's like, it kind of sits with you, because it's just not about him. It's about, you know, everybody coming together. Mm-hmm.
It is just a great thing that he's doing that.
Right.
And, but also, what happened over break is the boys and girls basketball. Now, we over here shooting some hoops, making some dunks, okay? We out here doing big things. We had a lot of great games. We had some wins. We had some losses. But overall, it was good. It wasn't that bad.
Honestly, I think, especially over break, you know, people have the mindset of, like, I'm ready to go on break. You know?
Right, I'm ready to chill.
But I feel like that we still gave our all.
Gave our best.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just hope we come with another dub, another right. championship with the ring and everything senior year.
Right. It's the last year, so.
Right. Last year make it count. Now, do you know who Jaden Davis is?
Me? I do not. I feel like I should know who that is. It sounds like an important name.
Well, Jaden Davis, he's a special person here. Jaden Davis is a diver on the swim team. And over break, they had county at swimming. And he placed 2nd in diving.
Wow, that sounds great.
Right. And nobody else from Warren even got on the chart except him. So he placed 2nd in his diving, which was a really big thing. Like, what? You never hear anybody from Warren really making the charts in swimming at all.
Yeah. I mean, not that that's a bad thing. I think it's just, you know.
Good to see somebody actually exceeding and excelling and doing good in the craft.
Yeah. Because that's what they like to do. You know?
Right, you know. So, Maurice, tell me a little bit of what you did over break. Did you travel? Did you eat? Did you sleep?
I did a lot of sleeping, honestly. I did a lot of reflecting. You know, I made some New Year's resolutions. But how about you?
What I did was went to the Bahamas, you know, got a little tan.
Okay.
But now it's gone, but we're here.
Okay.
And I had a lot of fun, a lot of family moments.
Yeah.
It was just fun. Eating, sleeping, getting fat. Trying to work that weight off now. Get that summer body ready. But so what are your New Year's resolutions?
Well, I'll give you one of them. I don't want to give them all, you know.
Right, give me a little.
I don't want to give out too much tea. No, I'm kidding. but one of my New Year's resolutions is just to read a little bit more.
Read a little bit more.
Yeah, just because I don't even watch TV. It's just not, about just watching TV.
Yeah.
It's just about, like, I feel like it's good for the mind to read, and it helps your vocabulary and all those good things. So just reading a lot more. Because last year, I read over 5 books. I feel like that wasn't enough books, but, you know.
I surely need to read more, because last time I read a book fully, it's been a hot second.
It's great. No, I'm kidding.
But it's good to read, feed the mind. Your mind needs food just like your body needs food.
Right. What is one of your New Year's resolutions?
I would say to just be open.
Yeah.
Like, be open to new friendships, new relationships. And I'd be so standoffish, like, when somebody new pops up in my life. And I'm like, I just gotta be open and not judge people a lot. Because, like, I might judge somebody by their appearance, like, But I just gotta chill out, make sure I'm open to everybody. Because you can learn something from everybody So you never know what you might learn from that person that day.
Or what they're going through, I guess.
Right.
So, yeah, it's always good to be kind. That's one of the things also. I was one of my New Year's resolutions, but just to be nicer to people, you know.
It's always be kind. It's the easiest Somebody thing, will be kind to you.
Right, and it's one of the easiest things you'll ever do in your life is just to be nice. So, and it's free. No.
Right.
Balling on a budget.
Right. Okay. Well, that does it for us. You can catch us next time. I'll be here. I don't know about him, but it's nice talking to you, sitting down, having a talk.
Me too. That was great.
Okay. Bye, everybody. Coming up next is Maurice's Warren's World. So listen up.
Hello, guys and gals. Welcome back to another episode of Warren's World. I'm your host, Maurice. So if you guys didn't know, we had a cafe cabaret right before we rolled into break. A lot of people came out to perform. A lot of people had fun, and which brings my guest, Zaria Reeves, one of my best friends. So how's it going?
Aw, I am living and trying to survive and listening to a lot of Elton John. So yeah.
What is Cafe Cabaret?
Cafe Cabaret is basically like a talent show. Everybody's showcasing talents that they have, whether it be singing, dancing, or comedians. And it's really, really versatile. So it's really fun. I think they said that this was the fourth year that they have done Cafe Cabaret, and it happens twice every year, one in the fall and one in the spring. So each semester, it's pretty cool.
So there's one coming up in the springtime, you said?
Yes, yes, it is.
Okay. Do you think you'll be attending that?
I want to really badly, mainly because I want to sing a solo song. This year when I did Cafe Cabaret, I swear I can speak English, but this year when I did Cafe Cabaret, I was with two other people and we sang, but we had no time to practice it. So we sang horribly. We all sounded wonderful individually, but coming together, it sounded trash. So this year, I want to do a solo before I leave because it's my senior year.
Right.
It's always, wow.
It's crazy to think that it's our senior year.
It is. Like, that would be a dope way to, like, kick off, like, leaving.
Yeah, that would be great. So I wanted to kick off this Warren's World with what made you want to do Cafe Cabaret?
Initially, I wanted to do it last year with a solo that me and one of my friends wrote together. And I really wanted to do it. But I wound up not being able to do it because she moved. And this year, it was because one of my other friends roped me into it. So
you got to love friends sometimes.
Yeah. How many of us have them?
Right. Exactly. What song did you perform and why did you specifically choose that song?
So we sang Week by SWV. And the reason why we sang it was because it has three parts and there were three of us. Initially it was only going to be me and one other person, but we couldn't find any songs that we both would be able to sing, so we just roped in another person because why not? Triangles are fun.
Right. What did being in Cafe Cabaret teach you about yourself?
It taught me that I really like being on stage and I have a really nice voice.
You do.
Don't tell anybody else this. I'm only telling you this. But you and everybody else who listens. But anyways, after the show ended, I had like five people come up to me and they just go, oh my gosh, your voice is so beautiful. Your voice is so pretty. Oh, wow, wow, wow. And then I had this one girl. I've never seen her a day in my life. She like hugged me so hard. And she was like, your voice was so gorgeous.
That's so cute.
Every time like you would sing, I would get chills. And I'm sitting there looking at her like, what? Right. And she was like, don't tell the other two this because I know both of them. But your voice sounded better than the both of them. And I'm like, sitting there like, if I tell anybody that she told me this, I'm gonna sound like I'm just ringing my own bell. So I didn't until now.
Yeah, but I think that's good because they know you through your voice and they kind of that you give them a feeling, which is a great feeling knowing that you give somebody else.
I love that. Like, singing is about exuding emotion,
right? And you've done that.
You can move people through your voice, and that was the first time I was singing in front of a crowd of people in a while. So even though we sounded trash, we still sounded pretty decent individually. So I like that.
Well, since you were talking about your achievements, you know how we always achieve and there's always room for improvement.
Yep, yep.
I guess what would one thing you wish you did better?
I honestly wish we had practiced more. The last one, I wish we had practiced more, had time to critique ourselves because one person was going way too high while the other person was just moving around because she forgot where she was supposed to be. And I'm just sitting there at the lowest part because that was my part, but it was still, I wish we had practiced more.
Yeah, I mean, like
I can go into detail about all the things that went wrong, but I wish I had practiced more.
Yeah, that's a good one because I feel like I said, there's always going to be room for improvement. There's always going to be things that you could have done better. But it's all about just having fun. So as long as you had fun at the end of the day, that's all that matters.
Yeah, yeah.
So would you ever recommend having a friend join Cafe Cabaret?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mainly because, one, the night, even if you don't wind up performing, just going is really cool because you get to see your peers you might not have noticed before do things that you had no idea that they could do. Like, I have this one, we saw this one person who was like the quietest girl I had ever seen. Quietest and smallest girl I've ever seen. She got up there, blew our freaking minds away with her voice alone. She was just going and going. And we were all looking at her like, where did this come from? How did it get here? Like, it's wonderful to see that and experience that. And then to be on stage as somebody who doesn't talk often to other people, because I am an extrovert. I choose who I'm an extrovert to.
Yeah, same here. Totally agree.
So I'm relatively quiet when I'm uncomfortable, but when you get to know me, I'm loud. So in most of my classes, I'm really quiet. But to go up there and see people that I have classes with and sing, pretty nice.
That's like the greatest feeling and the greatest knowledge, because you're not here just to learn about yourself. You're here to learn about other people too.
Mm-hmm.
And in the process, you learn something about everything. So my last question is, would you ever do Cafe Cabaret again? Why or why not? I know this.
I will. I am. If I can open up some of my schedule, most definitely. Mainly because I feel like in the past few weeks, I've improved on my singing voice. And I'm proud of that. I'm really proud of that.
Should be. That's great. That's a great feeling.
I
want to
show that off. I want to do a couple runs that I haven't done before. I want to do that. I want to impress people. And, like, there is no winner, but we do get awards. That's the word.
Yeah.
We get, like, little awards. Like, an entire group get awards. Like, who had the best energy, who was the most hype, who was the most prepared, who winged it but got away with it. Like, things like that.
Well, thank you for joining in today. I really do appreciate it. And
also, sorry to like cut you off.
No, you're okay.
But come check out my Warren's World. I will be talking about the speech team.
Anyways, right where I was off at. Thank you guys for joining in today on this Warren's World. I had so much fun. Thank you for joining in, Z. You're like
thank
the best.
You.
And other than that, I will talk to all of you and the next Warren's World. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Now I'm going to go ahead and send it over to Davion's Warren's World.
All right, so this is a new edition of Warren's World, and I am here with a special guest for show choir.
Shakia Adams.
All right, Shakia Adams, I'm going to have some questions so we can go over this. So for people who don't know what show choir is, can you tell us about it?
Show choir is an advanced choir, but instead of just singing, we sing and dance at the same time.
Okay. Is there any preparations you need to do?
To prepare to be in show choir, we usually only prepare for competition season. We really don't have to prepare for just regular concerts because that's just singing. So to prepare for competition season, we have 2 days a week where we do rehearsals. We meet up with choreographers, and sometimes we stay to decorate our costumes or our dresses for the competition. We also do choreo and workouts to better breathe when we're singing. So those are some things we do to prepare for competition season.
Okay, so if like anybody messes up in between, is there something taken away from that or no?
Usually if people mess up, we just encourage them to do better. But if some people just deliberately don't want to do better and want to progress, by the time competition season starts, if they don't know like their dances or what notes they have to sing, they get taken off the riser.
Okay, so when does competition season really start?
Competition starts, I think, next month. I'm not really sure, but I know that we are going up against Pike.
Pike, okay. What about after? Like, after Pike, you know, what other teams are you not sure yet?
We also compete at Ellen and Avon, also ISMA.
Okay, so what is your favorite part about show choir?
My favorite part about show choir would probably have to be bonding with all of the girls. You really learn about teamwork and girl power and confidence. Also, it teaches you to interact with a lot of different people, and you get to experience having a bond with girls and just having fun.
Okay, so what is the hardest part?
The hardest part about show choir, personally to me, is singing and dancing at the same time. You really have to know how to breathe and when to breathe and just being able to multitask.
All right. So when you was talking about on the part with your friends and stuff, is there times where, like, you have to guide them more than you should?
There are times where you kind of have to show people what you know so they'll be more comfortable. Like, there are a lot of new people in show choir who don't really feel comfortable because of the veterans and the people who've been there for multiple years. So you really have to show them that you are a part of show choir and that they are a part of show choir and that they are a really great asset.
Okay. So who influenced you to join show choir?
I would have to say some of the veterans influenced me to join show choir. Being in a lower choir, when it comes time for like fall concert, winter concert, and spring concert, we have like a mandatory rehearsal the day before the choir where we could see the people up in higher choirs, like the choir I'm in now, highlights. And it would just be a very great experience to see like what my choir could be, even though the choirs that I used to be in, they don't sing and dance, they just sing, and it's more of like a lower like choir. So being able to see the veterans and how they sang and dance at the same time, and it was just really way to see what I'm supposed to look like and what I can be, and I just really liked it.
Okay, do you guys get looked at by colleges or anything?
I'm sure during competition season, colleges and people who are looking for people to sing come to show choirs, to the show choir competition.
Okay. Do you plan on going anywhere?
I plan on going to a performing arts school in New York called Juilliard. It's a really hard college to get into, but I feel like I can do it.
So how do you balance show choir and your activities?
I really just have to make time for it. This is something that I want to do, so I make sure that I prioritize this plus my grades and other activities like me doing hair. So I really have to think strategically because it's a lot to juggle.
Okay, so which way do you think is going to take you? Like, what do you think you like the best doing?
I really grown like a passion for dancing, so it could really take me either way. I love singing, I love dancing. I'm also a part of advanced theater, so doing performing arts is just, it can go any way for me.
And how frequently do you have concerts?
We have concerts. We have a fall concert, a winter concert, and a spring concert.
So do you ever get nervous?
Yes, actually. Nervousness is actually normal for people. It just ensures that you're very passionate about what you're going to do. And to me, honestly, I feel like when I get nervous, I do way better than when I feel extra comfortable because I make sure that I'm on point and that I'm not disappointing.
Okay. And, like, are there some ways that you perfect your dancing?
Lots and lots of cleaning. We spend hours and hours on top of hours cleaning and making sure like when we're doing dance move that everybody's hand goes up at the same time or everybody moves their foot at the same time or we do a perfect ripple. It's just lots of cleaning and it pays off.
Okay, and what is one thing you can't forget?
One thing I can't forget about show choir is facials. Some people forget like when we're performing or when we're doing a competition to smile or make faces, but facials is a huge part because nobody wants to look at somebody who's singing and dancing and just looks like they're not into what they're doing. It's boring. And so to liven up our shows, we do facials.
Okay. And who comes into a big play, seniors or your coach or a little bit of both?
A little bit of both. We look up to our veterans, especially sophomores and freshmen. We look up to our veterans like Shania Unseld or Nike Tillman, because they're really passionate about what we're doing. But we also look up to our coaches because they take a lot of time out of their day and out of their lives, out of their pockets to make sure that we're where we're supposed to be. Hey, shout out to Mr. Podgorski and Ms. Summershine.
Okay. Do you guys have to, like, how can I say it, keep yourself healthier in shape for, like, your lungs and stuff?
Oh, yes. We most definitely have to. And about shape, yes, because we need to make sure that we're eating the right things and not misusing our bodies, because show choir is really straining on the body. And even, like, not having a good breakfast on a competition day can ruin your whole day, or drinking coffee in the morning before a competition can, like, damage your vocal cords. It's just, you really have to watch out for your body and make sure that you're keeping your tempo okay.
Okay. Okay, and the very last question I have for this special, is it hard to keep in sync as a team?
At first, yes, but at the end of the year, we all think about, like, how we were in the beginning when we were all shy and we weren't as connected. But during competition season, we really bond together and we become as one. We really build into a family, and that's what show choir is all about.
Okay, well, this was a good show over show choir, and say goodbye to our guest Shakia. And this is A Warren's World over here. And this is A Warren's World from Davion Hart, but make sure you stay tuned to listen up to Z's Warren's World next on 91.1 WEDM.
What up, what up, you guys? It's your girl DJ Z back at it again for the hour. But wait, this isn't on air. This is a podcast for Warren's World. Cute intro. I don't got an intro. So let's get right into it. I'm here with three awesomely wonderful people. We had a little conversation beforehand, and they are hilarious to be around. Introduce yourselves.
I'm okay. Hillary Gordon, and I'm one of the captains of the speech team.
Hi, I'm Alea Bowman. I'm also one of the captains of the speech team.
Hi, I'm Evan, and I'm the third captain for the speech team.
Okay, so as they said, this is a little interview for our club, the speech team. Question, how long have you guys been in, and how would you join if you wanted to?
So I've been in speech for 4 years now. The way I joined was we had Mr. Black, who isn't here anymore. He's at Fisher's. But he would have these basically not like call-outs, but he would introduce speech as a team and as a subject to all of these English kids, his speech classes. And it would basically be like team members performing for that. We don't really have that now because we don't have any teacher that's like in the speech or English department. So we can't really justify having a day of speech to show kids. But the way that we kind of get kids to join is through our call out meetings after school that happen usually in the beginning of the year. But right now, I mean, if you wanted to join speech, you probably could just contact a coach or captain and go from there, but you don't really have a call out meeting per se on the books.
Yeah, I've also been here for 4 years, and I auditioned freshman year because a lot of people wanted me to join because I'm kind of outspoken anyway, and I've really loved it ever since.
I've also been on the team for 4 years, and I didn't audition, I was put on the team. For people that have these connections with old coaches or current coaches, it'll be easier to talk to one of them and see if they think you'll be a good fit.
So I heard that you guys have all been on the speech team for 4 years. So, like, what's the dynamic for speech team?
As a person that's been here for 4 years, it's kind of more ingrained as a family dynamic for us. For somebody who's been here for a year, they're just kind of starting out. But, I mean, if you stick with it, you'll always have that family dynamic. Speech in general is just a really big family dynamic because there's not a lot of animosity between competitors. It's more when you're in an event with somebody, you're being friendly outside of the round. You're supporting them. You're cheering them on. I mean, obviously, there's exceptions to the rules, and there's always going to be people like that, but that's in every competition. But, yeah, just a big family dynamic.
I agree. We all help each other.
I think the speech dynamic changes with every, like, class of graduating seniors because we're always a family. It's just some years are more energetic or louder than others. And I definitely think that you never know what you're going to get, and that adds like this sort of like sense of excitement, like what's going to happen this year? What are we going to do?
Mm-hmm. Okay, but what is a event?
Like the definition of an event, or just like an event that we do?
An event that you guys do.
Okay. So I do discussion right now, and I haven't done discussion at all in my 4 years, at least as a legitimate event, for speech, because I just never was really there for it. I did impromptu and extemp the past basically 2 years, and that's where I get a topic for impromptu, and I'd have to think of a speech within a 7-minute time frame and also give it in that 7-minute time frame. Extemp is like a 30-minute time frame, but they're all limited prep, and so is discussion. What happens with discussion is we'll get articles in a week beforehand the meet, and then we have to prep and research and develop kind of the argument that we'll have for each article, and then go into a round and talk with 5 other people for 60 minutes. So that's kind of fun.
I do humor and poi. Sorry, that always takes me so long. My humor is from a movie, Pop Star. Most humors are from movies or some type of script where you have to play multiple characters. Well, a poi, you also play multiple characters, but you kind of splice from different resources. So I have like a book and articles and also poetry in mind. And so while one of them is really funny, my humor, my poi is a lot more dramatic, which is really fun. A lot of interp events are more performative, and I really love to do them and help other people with them.
And then what I do is called public address. So the idea of public address is to write a speech around 10 minutes and perform it. You have OO, which is considered argumentative and should be more persuasive. And then you have informative, which is just sort of talking about new topics and leaving your audience with something to think about. And I also do impromptu, like Evan said, and there are a lot more interp events, even though we didn't get to them.
So what are they? Can any of you name all of the events?
Well, yeah, all three of us should be able to.
From the faces that you guys made, though.
All right, here, I'll do it.
Oh.
So public address, OO info, limited prep, disco, radio, impromptu, USX, which is United States Extemporaneous, IX, International Extemporaneous, and then interp. So you've got humor, DI.
Prose,
poi, poetry. Duo, because it's both memorized and scripted, and then you've got original performance.
Yep.
And that was 14.
Boom. Sorry, I didn't know if I'm just clapping.
Cute anyway. Applause. I'm going to have to edit that in. Yeah, cute applause. Okay, best memory from your 4 years of performing.
Big oof.
One of my biggest, like, no. best memories was getting to final rounds at state last year for OP, because that meant that I was one of 6 of the best performers for that event in the whole state, and I was really, really proud of myself, especially as a junior, and I ended up getting 4th, and I was really proud.
My kind of proudest moment, I guess, is actually kind of getting into an event and sticking with it, because like the first 2 years, I never really had an event that I could call my own, and when I finally started actually getting into my own with impromptu and extemp and discussion, it kind of felt that I was actually being able to express myself and being able to actually go somewhere with speech, because I never really had that drive when I tried to do other events. And so when I actually found my event, that was really cool.
So I'm going to do like my biggest event instead of a proud one. It was literally like the day of the overnight, and we were like getting food like the night before. And it was my freshman year, and we were just like chilling in McDonald's, listening to music, all just bopping along. And it was so cozy. Like freshman year, the team was very family oriented, and it really hasn't been the same since. And just like that cozy, warm feeling that I remember is one of the best speech memories I ever
had. With some family drama, but you know.
Oof, the tea was piping hot that year. However, it was still super warm and cozy.
Because we are all seniors and we are graduating this year, I literally had that moment where I finally realized this is your last year of high school when I looked at the senior schedule and they were like, sign up to get your stuff from Herf Jones. And I was like, oof. Oh, wait, I'm graduating. But anyways, because we're seniors this year's, and we are leaving, and we're probably never going to see each other again. What is something that you'd want to say to your past self and or to the incoming, like, speech team, the upcoming speech team?
As a freshman, I wish I had taken critique better, because I always thought critique was somebody trying to be mean to me or, like, offending me, but it's actually just to help you, like, become a better performer and a better person. And that's what I would tell my old self. And in the future, I hope the speech team continues to be a family, and I hope they use all their resources, because we have so many amazing coaches.
And actually performing in front of people, because that's a big issue with my own self, like in the past, like being a freshman and a sophomore, and just like the incoming people now, and I'm assuming the incoming people next year, just because, like, even if you have reservations about performing in front of somebody that you don't really know as well as maybe a friend that's joining the speech team with you, you need to perform in front of them, because they'll have a different perspective than yourself or your friend. Because, I mean, your friend, even though they love you, probably isn't going to give you the same critiques that a coach will, or somebody who barely knows you will.
Mm-hmm. I would have my past self do interp earlier, mm-hmm. so that I would have more time to work on my interp skills. And for incoming freshmen, I would encourage them and the people we're leaving on the speech team to keep the drive that they have now for the ones that really do. Because we have some members on the team that want only the best for the team and are super excited for the years to come. And I would love it if they kept that and kept bringing people who wanted the exact same thing for the team.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Well, that is all for this little episode of Warren's World. You guys are the first people that I've interviewed, and I've loved this conversation. You guys are awesome. Give yourselves a round of applause. And you actually did it. I'm proud of you. Proud.
Thanks.
Have a nice day. See you later, strangers.
You too. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's Warren's World right here on 91.1 WEDM.